The National Republican Party decided last week to pull its money out of all but two congressional races in New York. This was another sign that the Democrats are ascendant in several swing districts. One of the races the GOP targeted early on and are now in effect surrendering is the one in the 20th congressional district, represented by one-term Democratic incumbent Kirsten Gillibrand. Here to discuss this more is Albany Times Union reporter Lee Hornbeck. Welcome to WNYC, Lee.
Hello.
So Gillibrand apparently is holding her own against the former chairman of the state Republican Party, Sandy Treadwell, who has deep pockets of money to spend. How's the race shaping up?
Well, it's interesting because it's somewhat of an anomaly. I mean, the Republicans never needed to invest a lot in the 20th because Sandy brought so much of his own money to the table. When you look at it on paper, you know, just as in 2006, there are a whole lot more registered Republicans in this district. So I think that she has done well because she's a pretty conservative Democrat and she is not particularly polarizing. So I think that people voted for her who were enrolled Republicans last time and have maintained that comfort level with her in her first term.
Yeah, she was one of a very few Congress members from the New York State delegation that voted against the $700 billion bailout package both times.
Yeah, she took a little heat for that just because some people said that was actually the safe vote for her because she knew how unpopular it would be back in her district. But listening to her, I think she really did her research on this, and she voted right away. She didn't hang back to see, you know, how everyone else would vote to see, you know, if she could safely vote no. And she feels strongly that it might not work, and that she's really campaigned strongly since then about regulation, and that there wasn't enough regulation, and that led to what has happened with Wall Street.
Her district runs from the mid-Hudson Valley up to Lake Placid. It was a Republican seat for a long time. How would you explain the constituents' embrace of a Democrat in office?
You know, I was looking at the numbers to see if enrollment had changed that dramatically to say, you know, we're becoming more Democratic here. And we're not substantially. The percentages have stayed largely the same. You know, there's 75,300 more enrolled Republicans. There's still a 32% unenrolled or third-party enrollment. It's still a very conservative district. I mean, it's slowly changing, but she's been very strong on agriculture. That's been kind of one of her pet projects from the get-go. She's strong on Second Amendment rights. I mean, she always talks about her mother being a hunter, and she's stayed strong on that. So she hasn't gone to office and gone to D.C. and taken up causes that are alienating to some of our conservative voters. But at the same time, she wants to she has a plan to pull out of Iraq, and she's called for more regulation, as I said, on Wall Street. So those are things that appeal to her Democratic constituents.
You've written about the one issue Treadwell is using to attack Gillibrand, and it has to do with her work as a lawyer. He says she's in the pocket of a tobacco company. Anything to this?
Yeah, of the things that he's pulled out, I think that's the only one that's stuck. That's the only one that's kind of gotten any traction. You know, you kind of just, people who aren't necessarily following the race, I kind of throw that at them and just say, you know, they're kind of dimly aware of who she is in the district, you know, where they're not following it intensely. And they kind of go, oh, you know, cigarettes. Oh, you know, I wish that she hadn't done that. I wish she hadn't represented them. And, you know, people have since said also, well, she was a lawyer she was a junior associate. She was working for a firm. It's not like she went out and recruited this business. It's not like she could choose who she could represent. But he has said, Sandy has said, you know, she was a very ambitious, intelligent woman. She could have taken a job with someone else. She could have said, you know what, no, I can't work for a firm who represents this company and Big Tobacco. You know, and is that a real decision that she could have made at that time? You know, that's hard to say. It was many years ago at this point. But that has gotten a little traction, I would say, but I don't think enough to bounce her out of office.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Lee Hornbeck covers politics for the Albany Times Union.